You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here at the Treasure Chest Casino weekend kickoff as we get ready for Thursday night football, which will be part of our Pick 7 segment.
Yeah, right, so now, hey, man, come on down to the game, Bar and Grill, and, man, right alongside of us, if you want to place a bet on the games this weekend or tonight, you better do it quick if you're doing it for tonight.
Yeah.
And they got a bunch of them lined up here. They all got all kind of prop bets. They were, man, I had to use the facility, so to speak. And so, man, I'm getting stopped by, man, what about this prop bet, that prop bet? That's a big thing today. Also, great food here at the Game Bar and Grill. And, man, if you want the steak, just hit next door to Adler's.
Now, my wife already said she's promised me for my birthday we're coming, so I'm going to check it out.
Okay, so you paying either way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
whatever.
It doesn't really matter.
I'm worth it.
That's it. Go ahead, Charlie.
Charlie, our pick six segment, like I said, pick seven again this weekend. How did things shake out for us last week, Charlie?
Mike, you have had the best week of any of us so far, so congratulations. 6-1 for Mike D'Atelier. Steve, Bobby both go 5-2. I go 4-3. And oh boy, guys, I got a bone to pick with a couple different people. For one, Brian Kelly and all that talk that he was saying, oh, this isn't going to be Nichols 2.0 with that La Tech game. Yeah, so much for that. And then we got Youngway Koo, who misses like a mid-30s yard field goal to potentially tie the game against the Buccaneers. So I was the only one that picked the Falcons and the only one that picked LSU, and it both blew up in my face because of Brian Kelly and Youngway Koo. So all my rantings out of the way, I'll reset the standings, guys. Bobby is 9-4 overall. Mike, you are 8-5. And Steve, you and I are at 6-7. So I was going through the games this week. I really thought there were a lot of good NFL games that we could have potentially done. So we decided to extend it again. And I promise this is not me trying to get back into things by adding an extra game. It's just a really good week again in both college football and the NFL. You know, I talked with both of y'all and we were able to come down to three college football week two games. So we'll start with a top 15 SEC showdown. Number 6, Georgia, 4.5-point favorites at number 15, Tennessee. Guys, Bobby's got Tennessee plus 4.5. I'm going the opposite direction with him. I agree with Danny Cannell. I trust Kirby Smart more. I know that, you know, maybe there's some questions about Gunnar Stockton, the quarterback of Georgia. I don't like picking on the road, but this one I will do so. Georgia minus 4.5 on the road in Neyland Stadium at Tennessee.
This is a mental thing for Georgia. They have dominated Tennessee, and their two starting corners aren't playing. Give me the Bulldogs here.
I'm rolling with you guys with Georgia. I don't know what the Cannon's thinking on this one at Tennessee. Maybe because the Vols are home in this one, but
I think T-Bob gave him.
I see Georgia covering that number easily.
Yeah, so Bobby, I think he was basically saying they're at home. He likes them at home. I understand it. But give me the Bulldogs. I think they're the better team. They're ranked in the top 6 for a reason. Up next, guys, we got a really, really fun matchup at Yeoman Stadium. The return of Darian Mensah. When Duke goes to play Tulane, the Green Wave are 1.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's got Duke plus 1.5. And guys, I really, really hate to say it, but I agree with them. Give me Duke plus 1.5. I think that Tulane still could potentially win this game. I have a point to work with here. So if it's a really, really tight game, I'll just be rooting for that down the stretch. Guys, I watched Duke play Illinois this past weekend. And Illinois is the number, or they were the number 11 team in the nation. there wasn't much separation there. I legitimately thought that Duke was as good as Illinois. It's just they shot themselves in the foot over and over and over again. 5 turnovers to 0 for the Illini, and that's how you lose a game 45-19 or whatever it ended up being. I still think Duke is really, really good. This is a good test for Tulane, who's coming off of maybe a little bit of a disappointing performance at South Alabama, but I agree with the Cajun Cannon here, guys. Give me Duke plus 1.5.
I just think that it may take a little while for Tulane's offense to piece together. And so I'm going to go with Darian Minson and Duke here. I think it's a close game, but I watched a little bit of that Duke game. It was the tale of two halves.
Yes.
Duke was there in the first half. They had him, and they just couldn't put him away. He couldn't put points on the board. They turned the ball over 4 or 5 times. Man, Herb and I are watching. It's like, what the hell's going on? Got to beat him with Altmaier, and I got to give him full credit on that. He did a nice job with that Illinois offense. But I'm going to go with Duke here. I hate to do it, I'm going to go with the Blue Devils.
I think it's going to be a close one too, guys. I am going to roll with the wave in this matchup. So give me them, given the 1.5 points.
That's a good pick, Steve.
Yeah, at home. I just feel like the Wave's defense will be able to keep Duke in check enough and end up pulling out the victory over here.
Trust me, Coach Summerall, I still love you, but I'm going with Duke. So, Steve, you are alone with the Green Wave. You got to hope that Tulane picks up a nice win at home at Yulman Stadium this weekend. And finally, guys, wrapping up college football week 3, Florida at LSU, the game that we've been talking about all week. Number 3, LSU is 7.5-point favorites at home, guys. You know, it's really interesting that this line hasn't gone down. It's been like it started at 9.5, and then it kind of get the news about Braylon Moore, the center. Now he may not be playing. So the line goes down just a little bit, but they're still over a touchdown favorite at home in Death Valley. And I just think that's a little bit too much, guys. I agree with what Danny Cannell was saying last hour about this. Bobby and I both are on Florida plus 7.5.
I got to go with Florida here. I just think the point spread's too much. I think LSU wins this game. But history tells you these games have been razor close.
Right.
And I do think Braylon Moore is going to try to play. My thing is, even if he plays, how effective is he? And LSU's offensive line was El Stinko last week. And he played one play. You saw the big difference he makes, how effective Braylon could be. And I do think it does matter. Man, but that's a lot of points. LSU, Florida. Florida knows what's down the road. Look at that schedule. Once you get past LSU, you play Miami or Florida next. I mean, it's a gauntlet. The toughest schedule in the SEC. But I'm taking the Gators and the points. LSU wins, but I think it's close, as normal.
Yeah, I'm exactly right with you, Mike. I don't think I've picked LSU yet this year, unfortunately, and I'm continuing that trend going with Florida, getting those 7.5. I also agree, close game. We know this rivalry is always a tight-fought battle. LSU pulls out the win, but man, oh man, 7.5 is just too rich for my blood.
Mike, what did we say, take the under in this game?
Man, everybody's picking the under. That's what scares me, Charlie. Everybody said, I don't like that. I'll
everyone's
be honest
taking Florida in this game, too. So, guys, we're kind of going with the crowd here, and that also kind of makes me a little bit nervous, but we'll see what happens.
That was our college football, our pick 7 segment this week. When we return, we'll get into NFL action right after this. Stay tuned. We're here at the Treasure Chest Casino doing our weekend edition of Sports Talk. Weekend kickoff right here on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here doing weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, getting closer to Thursday Night Football coming up at 7 o'clock right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Doing our Pick 7 segment today since we got a little more action going on in the NFL world. That, Charlie, I guess you'll be liking these games that are coming up that the NFL's been putting out for us. And I know we got a good one tonight. We're kicking off our NFL segment.
Yeah, a couple of great games this weekend, guys. But we will start with the game at Lambeau Field tonight. The Green Bay Packers, 3-point favorites at home against Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders on Thursday Night Football. Bobby's got the Packers, and guys, I was just letting you know off air, I'm back and forth between this game. Ultimately, this very well could be a push. Like the Packers win 27-24 or something like that, and you know, whatever we pick ends up winning anyways. There's the stat that came out last year that basically every team after they played the Lions, because Detroit is so physical with Dan Campbell, did not have a very good week. I know there's a bunch of Packers players on the injured report, but they are staying home. It's a short week for the Commanders. Give me the Packers -3 here. I don't feel good about this pick at all, but ultimately, if it's a push, it's a push.
Two words, Jaden Daniels.
There you go.
So you know my pick, Commanders tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Washington as well. I just like the way Jaden plays. And, you know, you talked about it earlier, Mike. Just you talk about a guy that's calm, cool, collected. That's definitely Jaden Daniels. And I am concerned about the Packers O-line situation right now. So give me those 3 points for Washington.
Man, if they got pressure on me, I see those defensive backs, those two corners for Green Bay. I'm going after them. I think this is close. But, man, and Charlie, you're right. If this was 3.5, that might be a little different story.
Right.
But I'm going with the Commanders and Jaden Daniels.
No, trust me, man. If it was 3.5, I would be with the Commies. That's how close this is. But give me the Packers. So we got a clean split here, actually. Bobby and I both going with the Packers. You both going with the Commanders. Up next, guys, we got the 49ers at the Saints in a game that is just cratered as far as the recent news going on. The number has gone all the way from 7.5 to currently 3 on FanDuel, guys. So Bobby's got the Saints +3. This is a similar one with the Packers and Commanders here, guys. I think this very well could be a push type of game. Give me the Saints, though, +3. I think it's one of those situations that if the Saints are going to win games this year, like it's going to have to come against a team like the 49ers. It's just walking wounded.
It's not who you play, but when you play them.
Right.
Give me the Saints here over the 49ers. You know what? I think they win the game outright.
Yeah, I got no faith in Mac Jones at quarterback for the Niners. You don't have George Kittle. That's a huge downgrade over there at the tight end position. We know the Saints have so many issues with those big, lethal tight ends in this league.
Who's their receivers?
Ricky Pearsall. Now, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Ricky Pearsall's your big threat. And, yeah, I'm going with the Saints here. I agree with you, Mike. I think they win this one outright as well.
So, guys, that is a clean sweep for the Saints. And, you know, hopefully we get to see some of those patented lollipop throws, so to speak, from Mac Jones in this matchup. Moving on, guys, we got a rematch from the Super Bowl this past year. Philadelphia Eagles 1.5-point favorites on the road in Arrowhead against the Kansas City Chiefs. Bobby's got the Eagles -1.5. I am right there with them. The Eagles are in a little bit of extra rest. I know Kansas City is as well, but they're flying back from Brazil. It's a little bit of a thing there. Eagles -1.5. I think this is a pretty easy pick.
Man, this one scares me, guys. I'm not going to lie.
I'm with you, Steve.
We saw Dallas do last week, it was pretty impressive game from Dak. If not for some drops by CeeDee Lamb, who knows what that game would have ended up like. It's in Kansas City, but I'm still rolling with the Super Bowl champs. Can't pick against Philly in this one. Give me the Eagles -1.5, even though I'm not feeling great about it.
If the Chiefs were healthy, I would go with Kansas City, but no way. I'm going with the Eagles. I do think this game is really close, though.
At least Jalen Carter's not suspended.
Well, here's my deal, though.
Nobody spit out.
Everybody
please.
Say, well, they're playing the same team they played in the Super Bowl. No, they're not. Man, look, all those guys that the Eagles lost on defense.
Right.
Didn't you see that Thursday night? Mm-hmm. The Cowboys
for
went
sure.
up and down the field on them. Though, you know what? I got to go with the Eagles here. I just think they're a better team now, and they are a healthier team than what the Chiefs are.
Right.
And then, guys, to wrap up pick seven, because I had to add the extra game, Monday Night Football. I think it's a really fun game. The Buccaneers at the Texans. Houston, 2.5-point favorites at home after their kind of tough opening season loss against the Rams. But that's really not a good matchup for Houston, in all honesty. Their offensive line stinks, and the Rams' defensive front is just ferocious. I got them bouncing back here. Texans minus 2.5. Bobby agrees with me. And for the second straight week, guys, I'm going against the Buccaneers, and I'm hoping that it doesn't burn me again here.
You're going to learn, Charlie. Don't pick that same thing as Abraham. Steve, I'll let you go.
I'm a Baker believer. Give me the Tampa Bay Buccaneers getting 2.5 on the road here. I just think that they're going to be able to outmatch Houston. I just still not impressed with what I'm seeing from the Texans, and just concerned about overall that whole offense. And C.J. Stroud right now, it just seems a lot very murky. I'm not clear on what's going on over there. I'm rolling with Tampa Bay.
No Joe Mixon.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Man, that part, people don't realize what type of back Joe Mixon is. Now, he got some issues sometimes off the field. But, man, on the field, he's a stud football player. I'm going with Baker Mayfield and the Bucs. I know they won't have Tristan Wirfs. They're going to have to get some help, because I know one thing. Will Anderson coming off the edge? Somebody get a hat and a hat and a hat. Better be three on him. But you know what? The Bucs, I think, end up winning in a really close game against Houston. I don't trust their offensive line. No Joe Mixon.
Another clean, an even split, Charlie.
Yeah, so we have two clean sweeps for the Saints plus three and the Eagles minus 1.5. And then we got the split on the primetime game. So you both are going with the Commanders tonight. Bobby and I are going with the Packers. Once again, that very well could be a push. We'll just have to see. And then, Mike, you and Steve are going with the Bucks, and then Bobby and I are going with the Texans on Monday Night Football. So I'm looking forward to it, guys.
Good ruck.
Hoping to climb back in the rankings and at least get above 500
for me,
next
Nico
week.
Collins. Come on now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.